This is Jay Sekulow. The Chuck Hagel nomination for Secretary of Defense, the Senate Republicans say, not yet.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
It's the first time in the history of our country that a presidential nominee for Secretary of Defense has been filibustered. What a shame.
The debate on Chuck Hagel is not over. It has not been serious. We don't have the information we need, and I am going to fight the idea of jamming somebody through until we get answers about what the president did personally when it came to the Benghazi debacle. I think Democrats had no problem doing that with Bush. I'm going to do the same.
By the way, I've just been handed a note that I misspoke and said I supported the president's position on containment. If I said that, it meant to say that obviously, his position on containment, we don't have a position on containment.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I think because of sequestration, because we're ending two wars that have challenged us in a lot of ways, that the next Secretary of Defense is going to have more to say about the military for the next 25 years than any Secretary of Defense. He's going to have a generational impact that no Secretary of Defense has had, probably since Reagan was president.
Like each of you, I have a record that I'm proud of.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Yeah, a record he's proud of. Proud of, as the Washington Post said, he's to the left of President Obama. Of course, we're talking about the Secretary of Defense nominee, Chuck Hagel, which is a terrible situation for the state of Israel and for the United States if he were to be confirmed. But there's breaking news out of Washington. That is, there are not 60 votes for him to be confirmed, and that's because, and this is interesting here, Senator Susan Collins, who's a bit of a moderate, she said, and she was thought to be a backer of Chuck Hagel for Secretary of Defense, she said she will oppose his confirmation. And that's significant because you've got John McCain right now saying the same thing. So she says, I regret to having to reach this decision, but she said that she is, in fact, going to do that, that he's not well-suited to be the Secretary of Defense with the tremendous challenges the country faces. I think she got it exactly right. Now, how does this play in Washington, folks? And if you don't think your voice matters, by the way, obviously you're now realizing it really does. There are Republicans that were on the fence, moderate Republicans that are listening. There are, I think, some Democrats that really don't want to vote for his nomination, but they're doing it just because they have to. 257,000 of you have already contacted us on this. Than and Jordan, let me go to Jordan first. Jordan, you made this statement talking back to the Washington Post. This guy is really to the left of President Obama.
Well, they were the first editorial board to oppose Chuck Hagel. They actually urged President Obama not to select him before it was formalized. So about 3 days before, when the news was out, they tried to use their influence, the second largest newspaper in the United States, to come out, and the biggest here in D.C., to come out and oppose his nomination. And here's why. They said his foreign policy views were to the left of President Obama's and on the fringes of the U.S. Senate. On the fringes of the fringes of the U.S. Senate, to the left of President Obama. Now, absolutely, stated foreign policy views, Chuck Hagel makes President Obama look like a right-winger when it comes to foreign policy. Stated. Actions? Kind of similar. Remember, President Obama keeps saying, we'll negotiate with Iran. It's time to negotiate. That's exactly what Iran wants to hear from the U.S. president, and they heard it again at the State of the Union this week. Not so out of line. Not so different than Chuck Hagel when it comes to actual actions.
Yeah. Than, we're about to take a break here, folks. By the way, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. What do you want us to tell the Senate today and tomorrow as this vote comes up? 1-800-684-3110. Give me a 20-second analysis, Than, of what is going to transpire.
Harry Reid has hurt Chuck Hagel's chances here because he only has 57 votes. He's going to need 60 by tomorrow, Jay, if he's going to advance. The next 24 hours are really critical on this.
All right, folks, so we've got 257,000 of you said, you know what, no, we are not going to do this. We're not going to defend Chuck Hagel. It's probably more than that with the phone calls that we've received as well. I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition. It's ACLJ.org or 877-989-225. About 228,000 online with signatures. With phones, we're over 250. You keep calling. Let's fight back on this. We can win it. Back with more in a moment.
The nomination of former Senator Chuck Hagel for Secretary of Defense is at a critical stage in the U.S. Senate. Chuck Hagel is the wrong person for the job, and now is the time to turn up the heat in the Senate and demand that this troubling nomination be rejected. Instead of backing Israel, our closest ally in the Middle East, Hagel's actions raise serious concerns about his support for Israel. During his confirmation hearings, he called Iran's government, led by a radical, unelected Ayatollah, quote, legitimate. He couldn't explain his vote against labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, nor could he explain his decision not to sign a letter of support for Israel. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Chuck Hagel's nomination as Secretary of Defense. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Yes, everyone, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me get a quick update also, folks, on Pastor Saeed's case. We've got a major development there. Jordan, what is the latest?
Sure. We've got over 80 members of Congress, Democrats, Republicans, senators, House of Representatives, who have sent a letter to Senator Secretary of State John Kerry. Now, when he was senator, the day he was confirmed, he condemned Iran, called out for the release of Pastor Saeed Abedin. That's how the letter starts. Says, "Dear Secretary Kerry, we write to thank you for your recent statement calling for the release of American citizen Saeed Abedin. We respectfully urge you to exhaust every possible option to secure Mr. Abedini's immediate release." From the Senate, you've got people like Senator Mark Kirk, but also someone like Frank Lautenberg, Benjamin Cardin, Tim Kaine, Mary Landrieu, Barbara Mikulski, and Ron Wyden. Those are all Democrats, not Mark Kirk, but the others who came out to sign this letter. And we have to thank them for that step as well. It's a very important step to have those six Democrat U.S. senators. And then when you go to the House of Representatives, Stan, you've got over 22. I believe it is the number is where we're at, House Democrats who have signed.
Yes, 22 total Democrats, 13 Democrats on the House side, 49 Republicans on the House side, so 84 members of Congress on this letter in total. And that doesn't even include Senator Marco Rubio, who continues his dialogue behind the scenes with Secretary Kerry. So a lot of congressional efforts moving forward for Pastor Saeed. And listen, folks, we've got to follow their lead. If you have not signed that petition, you've got to stand with us as well.
Yeah, you can do that, by the way. It's still up, of course, at aclj.org. Let me also say this. We're talking about the Hagel nomination. We may see a little win tomorrow, and they may end up with the final decision, by the way, but this is an important step because right now there are not 60 votes to confirm Chuck Hagel. That's important. So I want to encourage you to do something if you haven't done so, and over 225,000 online alone, another 25,000 in phone calls. You go to your phones right this moment or call to aclj.org. And let's say no to Chuck Hagel so that we're on the Hill today and tomorrow. We can let these members of the United States Senate, who, by the way, are reacting now to what you're saying. Susan Collins is a moderate. She's reacted to what you're saying. So this is important, folks. Go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. 2255. And let me tell you why there's a double standard here. This is coming out of the White House. Of course, the White House, this is according to Politico, is bemoaning the GOP senator's delay of a confirmation vote on Chuck Hagel, calling it unconscionable and unreasonable. We urge Republicans in the Senate to drop their delay, Principal Deputy Press Secretary Josh Earnest told reporters aboard Air Force One Thursday, these delaying tactics are unconscionable and they should end right away. Interesting side note, folks. Senator Joe Biden, when he was a United States Senator, joined a filibuster of President Bush's nominee for Secretary of Interior. So this argument that there's never been a, you know, any kind of filibuster against cabinet-level positions, incorrect. And Joe Biden, the Vice President of the United States, signed on to it. So when I'm on Hannity tonight, I hope Juan Williams isn't listening right now, because I'm going to be on Hannity tonight with Juan Williams, and I want to drop that little bombshell on the audience and see what the reaction is and see what Juan's reaction is to that one. Here's what Harry Reid had to say this morning, number 36.
To think that we have now in the Senate a situation where we're going to wind up without a Secretary of Defense. But it's shocking that my Republican colleagues would leave the nation without a fully empowered Secretary of Defense during all the things we have going on in the world, including a war.
Yeah, key word there, by the way, and I think this is the key word, a fully functioning, what'd he say? A fully empowered Secretary of Defense. Let me play for you some of the statements about this fully empowered Secretary of Defense when he specifically was asked questions about things he knew and did not know. And he said, I wasn't really sure about this, but he's going to learn it on the job. This is your fully empowered Secretary of Defense nominee, Chuck Hagel.
A number of questions were asked of me today about specific programs, submarine programs, different areas of technology and acquisitions and our superior technology. And I've said I don't know enough about it. I don't. There are a lot of things I don't know about. I, if confirmed, intend to know a lot more than I do. I will have to.
So our, quote, fully empowered Secretary of Defense really doesn't know much about being the Secretary of Defense. At the end of the day, that's the reality. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. But, folks, you know, we're winning this battle right now with Chuck Hagel, against Chuck Hagel. But it takes you to be part of this. I really think it's conceivable that we get well over 275,000 signatures on this petition when you add the phone calls and what we've got online. So go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And you can also go to ACLJ.org. And by the way, as Than mentioned, if you go to ACLJ.org, you can see the petition. You'll also see the petition for Saeed Abedini. We are at about 208,000 there. We're trying to get to 300,000 before our first hearing at the UN, which is March 5th. So we encourage you to sign that one too at ACLJ.org. Jordan, let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Bobby calling in from Oregon on line one. Bobby, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi there. I have a cousin that lives up in Remington, Valton Herman, that make a lot better one than him because he worked in.
Are you going to put him forward as a formal nomination?
Yeah, he would be really good. See, my side of the family has been in the military for years, World War II, you know, and all of that. His brothers were in there. And he was a diplomat for all in Europe.
Well, you know, we've got a situation with Chuck Hagel, and I don't want to disparage this part. I mean, he's a military war hero. He's got two Purple Hearts. And the fact of the matter is he served admirably our country in Vietnam, and we don't take that away from him. It's his policies. And, Jordan, it's the policies. And I want to get Jordan and Than on this. It's the policies that are the problem with Chuck Hagel and his view of the Middle East and his view of Iran. And, of course, the missing speeches, which I can't even imagine what's in those speeches. For the ones we've heard are horrible. Can you imagine what's in the ones that he won't produce?
Well, yeah. I mean, what is it with these two speeches that is so crippling, that would be so troubling for his nomination? I mean, he's a former U.S. senator. You give a lot of speeches. You own your words. He knows that if he wanted to have a career in politics, which obviously he's been lobbying for a job like this since he's been in the U.S. Senate. I mean, this is what he wanted. This is why he basically switched parties and started attacking Republicans, joining up with President Obama in the campaigns to get a job like this. You know your speeches are going to come to light one day, and now you're hiding two of them. And one of the groups has got some just very questionable ties to some of the Islamic groups and received support before. And there are all these very generic names, community this and that. And that's one of the speeches he won't release.
And I would just say this: the caller was absolutely right about the competent level of competency level of the nominee. I mean, when he went before the Senate, he was incredibly unprepared. He was inarticulate. But even worse than that, Jay, he did not know defense policy. I mean, it's a very dangerous position to put somebody in charge of our military who doesn't know basic defense policy. And you've played the quotes. He said repeatedly, "I need to study up on that." Well, I've got news for you. This is a dangerous world, and we can't put somebody in charge of our Pentagon who has to study up on these issues. We have to get somebody, much like the caller said, who is ready to lead tomorrow, and he's just not ready to do it.
Let me tell you this, folks, and this is something I think is important. I'm going to play for you soundbite number 7. This is a caller from Al Jazeera, where Chuck Hagel was the guest. And I want you to listen to this question closely, and then I want you to listen to his very quick response. And this should be the reason why we say no to Chuck Hagel.
Very strongly, I believe the current leadership around the world, there is a moral failure going on. For example, if you look at Palestine, there is a war crime and they are not dealing with it. That's my question. What do you think about it?
Okay, thank you. Let me put that to the senator.
Well, I think you're exactly right.
Disqualified. That statement alone should disqualify you, basically accusing the Israelis of war crimes while Hamas and Hezbollah get a pass from this guy, as does Iran. You show that you're objecting to him, add your voice to 250,000 other Americans that have said enough, and we're carrying the day right now. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Let's get another call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Teresa in Ohio, line 3. Teresa, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Teresa.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Grace to you and peace.
Thank you.
I would like to know, Jay, why is it so hard in Congress for people just to say no instead of having to ponder over it or get...
Because they've got to have facts. You can't make these kind of decisions without facts, and that's all we're asking for in the Chuck Hagel nomination. Give us the two speeches that you're so concerned about and answer the questions on Benghazi for the White House. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You can sign on to that petition opposing Chuck Hagel. You'll join what looks like at least 40 Republican senators saying no. And you know there's some Democrats that would love to say no. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I encourage you to go to the website, make that decision right now. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The nomination of former Senator Chuck Hagel for Secretary of Defense is at a critical stage in the U.S. Senate. Chuck Hagel is the wrong person for the job, and now is the time to turn up the heat in the Senate and demand that this troubling nomination be rejected. Instead of backing Israel, our closest ally in the Middle East, Hagel's actions raise serious concerns about his support for Israel. During his confirmation hearings, he called Iran's government, led by a radical, unelected Ayatollah, quote, legitimate. He couldn't explain his vote against labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, nor could he explain his decision not to sign a letter of support for Israel. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Chuck Hagel's nomination as Secretary of Defense. Call now 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. We've got a lot of them. Let's go right back to the phones. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, Ronald calling in from Colorado, line two. Ronald, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Ronald.
Jay.
Yes, sir.
I have a question. Why is it that Chuck Hagel thinks he can do what he wants to do? And why did Obama appoint him in the first place?
There you go. Okay, he appointed in the first place because they share the same worldview, although the Washington Post says that Chuck Hagel is actually to the left of Barack Obama. But the fact of the matter is, Jordan and Than, this guy, Chuck Hagel, the nominee for Secretary of Defense, comes from the same worldview as the president, which is an appeasement mentality. You know, they said we don't have a policy on appeasement. Well, that wasn't true. Of course they want to appease. I mean, they're certainly not exercising strength. So this is a nominee that reflects the president's position.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Washington Post came out in the forefront. I mean, this is pretty rare, right? We're citing the Washington Post as the group, not a group, but as the newspaper, who took the lead, really, in criticizing Hagel. He gave probably the best line anyone has. After all their surveying of his career in the Senate and his foreign policy views, calling him to the left of President Obama, it would be wrong for President Obama to pick someone like this in light of the situations we face going on in the world, that this is not a good show of strength, even when you're talking about trying to get things done by negotiation rather than military conflict. And then second, that he was a fringe U.S. senator when it came to foreign policy, so he's already on the fringe of that. So you combine those two things and realize that's coming from the Washington Post, not Washington Times. Washington Post.
So, Than, what happens?
All about Chuck Hagel.
Yeah, Than, so what is the process that happens on the vote tomorrow? When people, because we know there's going to be a vote tomorrow. What is going to happen? They will call for the vote. Go ahead.
Right. Basically, what has happened is Harry Reid has filed cloture, which means he's forcing an end to the debate. So all the senators are going to have to go to the floor of the Senate and decide whether or not they want to end the debate. They have to have 60 votes to end debate. So with 55 Democrats, you have to have five Republicans go down and say, yes, we have enough information to say that this debate is final. Five of them would have to join Democrats in doing that. And, Jay, at this moment, I don't think they have 60 votes. They might have 50 to confirm it eventually, but they don't have 60 votes tomorrow. And if they don't get it tomorrow, this debate continues. And remember, the Senate is gone next week. So if this vote does not get 60 votes tomorrow, we're going to have another 10 days to look at this record.
And when you look at that record, folks, the worse and worse it gets. That's why speaking out now is critical. Go to aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255 and add your name. Jordan, let's grab another call. Remember, folks, we're here for another 30 minutes on SiriusXM. Okay, SiriusXM, you get the entire hour of the broadcast. And when you've got a situation like this, you can go to aclj.org and get it streaming, folks. And I encourage you, because things are changing so quickly, it's a good way to go and get the information. Go to aclj.org. Josh is calling from Maine. He's on the phone. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, guys. I love your show. First, I was really shocked because I live in Maine, and Senator Collins is one of our senators, so I couldn't even believe that when what she.
We don't have any audio from her yet, right, guys? No audio from her yet, but we do have a written statement where she said she's disappointed that she has to do this, but she does not think he's suited for the job. But go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, I guess, too, I don't understand. Well, I guess I shouldn't be shocked by the president's decisions, but I don't understand why he would appoint Hagel in the first place. And, I mean, I don't know exactly,
Well, Than, what is the – I mean, let's talk about, you know, because this way he could say he has a Republican in his cabinet. I mean, it's, you know, part of the shtick here is that you got a Republican in your cabinet, although this guy's a Republican in name only, if that. I don't even say that anymore. But what's your sense, Than? This was a pick because the president really believes in the same positions.
Republican is a part of it, but I think a bigger part of it is what you guys have been saying. This is a way for the president to implement his leftist foreign policy views without necessarily having to do it himself. He picks somebody that is far to the left of him, and that person can implement his policies for him. And listen, all the proof you need is the fact that he picked him, Jay. I mean, there are a lot of qualified people to lead the Pentagon. The fact that the president picked Chuck Hagel means that Chuck Hagel's track record of 20 years on all of these issues, that is what the president believes. So we can't let the president off the hook here. Chuck Hagel's views are also the president's views.
Jordan, do we have any sense of who the groups were these two speeches were given to that's causing such a ruckus right now?
One was, it's kind of a community educational group, but it's got some bizarre donors that have been tied to Islamist causes, like Muslim Brotherhood types, Hamas types, in the past. So these are these benign sounding names. It's just a community something. And yet this is a speech, you know, he doesn't want to claim was a real actual formal speech. What they have done with his nomination is splice every possible definition possible to keep information, whether it's donors to his organization. So they've said, well, we will release these type of donors, which are the actual groups, but not the individuals. Then, and of course, the individuals is how a lot of times the FBI and these terror investigations that are done with the financing, it's not the generic group name. It's the actual individuals, personal people who are writing big checks to organizations, and then you see how their financing tracks. So, again, speeches that aren't technically speeches, supposedly, donors who aren't really donors. And we're talking about the Secretary of Defense. I mean, he was taking money from foreign governments and through these organizations, from some foreign governments that he's listed, which are U.S. allies, others, but we don't know the individuals behind it. And we know there were individual donors to these groups, like the Atlantic group, but we don't know who they are.
Well, let me say this, folks. This is going to be a serious showdown, and we're going to be following it very closely. And again, ACLJ.org if you want to sign that petition. Folks, we're taking your calls. If you're on the lines are jammed right now, but if you hang in there a moment, you could call us 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to try to grab another call before the break here. Let's go to Christy from Oregon on line 5. Hi, Christy. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jay and Jordan. I appreciate you. I think that Chuck Hagel makes it very clear that he does not support Israel, and he is more sympathetic to the Muslim regime, and that is extremely dangerous. Israel only defends herself, never attacks as offensive, usually defensive. And I think that our main criteria should look for somebody who's going to stick by our staunchest allies, Israel.
Well, there's a statement, I'm going to play it after the break, that when the Secretary of Defense nominee is asked and is setting about Israel being attacked, should the United States come to its aid? And he gives this response that's unbelievable. Do we have that one available right now? Because this one does really set it up. And, folks, you got to understand this. So he's in this setting where he's discussing a question comes from the audience, and it's about Israel. And if Israel is attacked, and he comes back with this whole response, which basically says, well, hey, that's not reality, and we're not gonna, the last thing we want to do is get into this. So if you think he's not going to support Israel, take a listen to this.
If Israel is attacked by Iran or an Iranian proxy like Hezbollah, would you support an American airstrike on Iran?
I'll give you a scenario that's very real. If Israel gets backed up enough into a corner and Israel uses a tactical theater nuclear weapon, you want to talk about seeing some things unravel in the world. The United States shouldn't even be thinking about the options of bombing Iran or anybody else. I mean, we got our hands full right now.
Is this the guy you want to be the Secretary of State? The Secretary of Defense, rather? Is this the guy you want for Secretary of Defense? I don't. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And join with over 225,000 other people that are saying no. Or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And folks, we're taking your calls. We're here for another 30 minutes. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. But go right now. Go to the web, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
Chuck Hagel couldn't explain his vote against labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, nor could he explain his decision not to sign a letter of support for Israel. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Chuck Hagel's nomination as Secretary of Defense. Call now 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. There's going to be a vote tomorrow for Chuck Hagel. I'm going to have Than again set the stage on what's going to happen in this vote. Looks like there is not 60 votes, but there are some that we're worried about here. So let's go ahead. What's going to happen tomorrow? Then I'm going to grab right to the calls here, Than. What's going to actually transpire tomorrow?
60 senators would have to vote for Chuck Hagel in order for his nomination to advance forward. So if you try to count to 60, there are 55 Democrats who we expect will vote in favor. There are two Republicans who have said that they will. That's Mike Johanns and Thad Cochran. So you're at 57. But Jay, we're hearing that people like John McCain and Susan Collins, they are now opposed to ending the debate on this nomination. So I think you're exactly right. I don't think Harry Reid and the Democrats can get to 60 votes here. I think they have actually done themselves a disservice by forcing this vote before all the information was in, because now it looks like the Republicans are coalescing against Chuck Hagel. And if they don't get to 60 votes, we've got another 10 days before the Senate comes back into session. We've got another 10 days to pursue these two speeches that are still out there, to get answers on Benghazi, and also, Jay, to try to find out what foreign funding is behind Chuck Hagel.
Well, let me tell you why. There's some breaking news coming out about some of these speeches. Jordan alluded to this, but one of them, which he's going to say predated the request, which was in 2007, he is reported, Chuck Hagel is reported as saying, and this is, folks, pretty unbelievable, that the State Department has become the adjunct to the Israeli Foreign Ministry's office. You think Chuck Hagel may be an anti-Semite? Think he might be a little soft on Israel? The State Department has become adjunct to the Israeli Foreign Minister's office. By the way, we do a lot of work for the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So I'm telling you, folks, this is the statements that he does not want out. Dan's calling from Tennessee on line 4. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Jay, how you doing?
Good. Good. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Jay, what the problem is this. First of all, Obama wanted him nominated. That already is the problem there. The reason of that is he's so far left, he's killing this country. And he's even making these senators and congressmen want him to stand up and grow a set of them and stand on their own 2 feet and make the right decision for the people, not for Obama or whoever else.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think that, you know, you've got your two senators in Tennessee there may be a problem, actually, Than, and that's and Jordan, it's Corker and Lamar Alexander. Where are they on this? Because there were some reports this morning they may be soft on this.
Listen, Bob Corker is one of the Republican votes that we are a little worried about. He is someone who traditionally opposes a filibuster of cabinet-level nominees. But again, we got to understand what's happening here. There are certainly 51 votes right now to confirm Chuck Hagel, but there are not 60 votes to end the debate on them. And I have to tell you, Bob Corker needs to hear from his constituents, but I think, based on the comments that he's been making in the press, I don't think he's ready to end debate on this either. So don't give up on Bob Corker yet. This vote that's going to happen tomorrow, I think he's going to vote right as long as he hears from his folks on it.
Now that's from Than Bennett. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, is there a buzz in Washington as to what's actually going on with these speeches, these two reported speeches that he will not produce? And is he going to produce them?
Everyone thinks Chuck Hagel's tied to Islamic groups.
Okay.
I mean, that's the bottom line truth, that he's been very much tied to the pro-Ayatollah Iran community in America, which is not exactly technically illegal. They're not lobbyists in the sense that they're foreign governments. They actually raise money within the community here. They spend money saying that we should normalize relations. It's a view you're allowed to have. As an American Iranian, you can say that and be more supportive of the Ayatollah and say we can be working together more. We have a history of being able to work with other, you know, people who are unelected leaders, we'll put it that way, in difficult parts of the world. Don't treat Iran any differently than a place like Saudi Arabia or others. And that community is one. The second is, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood side, the Hamas side. And why is because of exactly how his views track all of their propaganda, all of their talking points, and he couldn't explain them. Remember, he couldn't name any time someone, the Jewish lobby, got to him. Why is the Jewish lobby controlling the State Department now either? I'm sure he couldn't answer that.
Tell you, folks, this is going to be an interesting 24 hours. ACLJ.org to add your name to that petition, or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
The nomination of former Senator Chuck Hagel for Secretary of Defense is at a critical stage in the U.S. Senate. Chuck Hagel is the wrong person for the job, and now is the time to turn up the heat in the Senate and demand that this troubling nomination be rejected. Instead of backing Israel, our closest ally in the Middle East, Hagel's actions raise serious concerns about his support for Israel. During his confirmation hearings, he called Iran's government, led by a radical, unelected Ayatollah, quote, legitimate. He couldn't explain his vote against labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, nor could he explain his decision not to sign a letter of support for Israel. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Chuck Hagel's nomination as Secretary of Defense. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Chuck Hagel doesn't know the enemy, that is. In fact, he said, but there's a lot of things he doesn't know. He's going to learn on the job. But maybe not, because maybe he doesn't get the job. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones. Jordan, who do we have next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. John calling in. Let's just go to Bart calling from Georgia first. Bart, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Bart.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, this guy, Chuck Hagel, is a national security risk. He's going to put us in jeopardy, and we've got to stop his nomination. I ask for everyone to call their senators and oppose Chuck Hagel for the next Secretary of Defense. We're going to be in grave danger with this guy.
Well, I'm with you. I really think his policies will be disastrous. The implementation of those policies will be worse. And, you know, this if in this newest speech that now is starting to come out, he made the statement that the State Department is nothing but an adjunct to the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs, folks. If that's the case, let me tell you something. This is a guy that should not be Secretary of Defense. And the president should have vetted him a whole lot more carefully. Or you ask yourself the question, is this who the president wanted? And that's who we got. So, Bart, we appreciate your call. I hope you and others will go to ACLJ.org and sign on to that petition. That's ACLJ.org. Let's go to Cindy in Maine on line one. Hi, Cindy. Cindy, you there? Evidently, we've lost Cindy. All right, let's go to someone next.
Grace calling in from South Dakota, line 5. Grace, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, Jay. Hey, two quick things comment-wise. By profession, I'm an educator and had worked for years with individuals with head injuries. And when I listened to Chuck Hagel answer questions a few days ago, my jaw dropped. I'm 54 years old. I've never called a senator. I called a message and left it with Senator Thune, who's one of our senators.
Right.
This man, I truly believe, Jay, He does not have the intelligent quotient.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm not an expert in the area, and you've got more experience in that than I do. But I will tell you this: what he's articulated, which I agree, barely articulated. I mean, it was probably the worst performance in front of the Senate. I mean, Than, what is the sense of that? I mean, you know, Grace is bringing up a. I mean, how could you be that unprepared when you're going to be when you're nominated for Secretary of Defense? I mean, she brings up an interesting hypothesis. I don't know about his medical conditions. I just can't imagine the statements he made.
He was thoroughly confused during that hearing, Jay. He was unprepared. He was inarticulate. And I think the reason that he came across as so unintelligent is because the positions that he holds were not palatable to the committee and to the Senate that he was testifying in front of. So he couldn't admit to them openly and honestly. But listen, when you've got someone nominated to lead your military, who the questions that you have on them are where they stand on your strongest ally and on radical regimes, you're going to have these problems. And, Jay, when the regime of Iran stands up and endorses you, that is not the right guy for the job, and that's why he just could not come across as intelligent when he was testifying.
Pretty shocking, though. I mean, Jordan, that he could get away with this. I mean, you got these two unknown speeches, which maybe he doesn't get away with now. And if that speech does say, let me ask you both this, if the speech does actually say that the State Department is nothing but an adjunct of the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs, is he done at that point, Jordan?
Listen, is Hagel done? I would not say he's done until it's over with, because what we have seen is a tendency for the Democrats, who make up the majority in the U.S. Senate, to do whatever the president's asking, even when you know they don't want to be doing, as you said. They don't want to be making these decisions, but they have showed that they won't necessarily go against him. So it's like, how many of these do you need? I mean, he's already done the Jewish lobby. No surprise that he says our State Department is controlled by Israel. This is like the talking points of the white neo-Nazis in America. This is what they say, white supremacist groups. This is hate. It borderlines on what some people like to call hate speech, because this is what you start doing. It's the conspiracy theory saying, well, this one group controls everything. This tiny minority group controls all of our State Department. And tiny little Israel, 7 million people, controls the entire U.S. foreign policy, as if we don't have our own control over that and our own influence. It's just that he doesn't like that our leaders choose to stand with Israel. But that's their own choice. That's the great thing about being an American. And so these kind of comments, they borderline on everything the left usually opposes so strongly. And, of course, they're just biting their tongues right now.
All right, we're going to line one. Katie's calling from Maine. Hi, Katie. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Sure.
I listen to you every day.
Thanks.
And all your petitions.
Great.
And on your email list. So keep up the good work.
All right. Well, thank you.
I just have to chuckle at Hagel's statement. I don't know what to do until I'm hired. It sounds like Pelosi's statement when Obamacare came out, we won't know what's in it until we pass it. Who's writing the scripts here?
Well, that's what I can't. I keep asking the same thing, Katie. How could you go up and make that statement that he made? It says, there's a lot of things I don't know. There's a lot of things I'm not aware of. There's a lot of things that I should know more about, but I'm not sure about this. Let's go ahead and listen to this one.
A number of questions were asked of me today about specific programs, submarine programs, different areas of technology and acquisitions and our superior technology. And I've said, I don't know enough about it. I don't. There are a lot of things I don't know about.
You know, let me ask you a question right there, Katie. When you hear that, and he says there's a lot of things he doesn't know about, mostly about Secretary of Defense work, make you feel pretty good? Makes me feel pretty awful.
Pretty awful. He's definitely not the choice for this position at all.
Well, you let your senators know exactly where you stand. Sign that petition of ours at ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And then I will tell you this. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take Daniel on line two.
All right, Daniel from Virginia, line two. Daniel, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Daniel.
Fellas. Hey, I just called the offices of Water and Kane, senators from Virginia. The lines are wide open. There's nobody calling those lines. Where are the people calling directly to their senators?
Well, everybody should, especially those senators that are, you know, that could be swayed. Now, you got two Democratic senators in Virginia, which is hard for me to even say that that happened, but you've got two Democratic senators in Virginia. But it's good that you called, Daniel, and you be respectful and you be courteous, and also sign our petition. Sign the petition at ACLJ.org and 1-877-989-2255. 2255. And the reason you do that is, folks, when you sign that petition, action happens. Fan, walk everybody through what happens with the petitions. When you, we're talking right now with phone calls added to the internet, over 250,000 signatures.
Yeah, listen, people on the Hill definitely care what the ACLJ has to say, but they care more when we can take the names of their voters to them. We've been doing that with John Warder and Tim Kaine. We will continue to do it. It gets us an audience with them. It makes them care about what you have to say. And listen, if folks like that caller want to call their senators, we've made it very easy for them to do it. At ACLJ.org, you can click on Take Action. You can just enter your zip code. It will pull up the contact information of your senators for it. So if you go to ACLJ.org, sign the petition first, then click over to Take Action, and yes, absolutely, call them directly as well.
All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, you call us at 800-684-3110. Let's go get another call here before the break.
Yeah, back to the phones though we go. Let's go to John in Oregon, line 3. John, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, John.
Hey, Jay, how you doing, my friend?
Good.
Hey, I have a statement and a question for you. I watched the Hagel nomination closely, the interview process with the other senators. He obviously bombed. And my question is if he is put in a position of authority at the Defense Department, how much influence will he have on the president, and how much can the Joint Chiefs counterbalance that? I mean, how much – there's got to be somebody with military experience and knowledge on the ground that can – inform our president of defense policies if it's not going to be Chuck Hagel.
Yeah, I don't know who else it would be if it's not Chuck Hagel. Right now, we've got to keep our eye on the ball of defeating Chuck Hagel. I mean, that's really the job here. And, Jordan, that's really job one. And right now, we're getting some momentum.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is the mood has changed. Whereas before, this was, you know, it's seen as, well, even if he gets through, he's been weakened, he has been tarnished, his reputation, and any comments he makes will face severe scrutiny moving forward. Now, there's a lot more optimism that there's a real chance here, a chance, if people care enough. And why do I say that? Because your representatives, your senators, at the end of the day, they're politicians. If their constituents care enough about something, even if they weren't really outspoken about it, suddenly, you know, they may become stalwarts on an issue. And that's their job, but it's your job to speak out. If you don't speak out, why should they be acting? You know, their constituents aren't asking for this. If you act like you're not following, if you act like you're not paying attention, the truth is, imagine any job that you're interviewing for, go in there and saying, you know, I'll figure it out when I get the job. Just give it to me. Now that job is going to be a cabinet-level position in the United States government. Okay? Imagine that, folks. That's why you got to come out strongly.
All right, folks, go to ACLJ.org or sign the petition at 1-877-989-2255, but a really easy way to sign it, ACLJ.org. I'm going to be on Hannity tonight talking about this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to us on air, the number's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, visit us online at ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. A huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. The nomination of former Senator Chuck Hagel for Secretary of Defense is at a critical stage in the U.S. Senate. Chuck Hagel is the wrong person for the job, and now is the time to turn up the heat in the Senate and demand that this troubling nomination be rejected.
Instead of backing Israel, our closest ally in the Middle East, Hagel's actions raise serious concerns about his support for Israel. During his confirmation hearings, he called Iran's government, led by a radical, unelected Ayatollah, quote, legitimate. He couldn't explain his vote against labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, nor could he explain his decision not to sign a letter of support for Israel. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Chuck Hagel's nomination as Secretary of Defense. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me get a quick update again for those that are just joining us here late in the broadcast about Pastor Saeed case. We do have some breaking news on this that's encouraging. It's another step, folks, and this is step-by-step in this situation for the pastor. Jordan, give us the update there.
Right. We've got 84 members of Congress calling on Secretary of State John Kerry to seek the release of Pastor Saeed Abedini, and they asked for a few things. One, to use every diplomatic avenue possible, cooperate with our allies and the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the situation of human rights in the Islamic Republic. By the way, the documents we filed to the UN, it's two separate areas they went to in the UN Human Rights Council. One was to the General Human Rights Report on Freedom of Religion or Belief. The other was to the rapporteur that's listed here, the Special Rapporteur on the situation of human rights in the Islamic Republic of Iran. And then, of course, seek his unconditional release, personally and publicly condemn his arbitrary detention in a statement. So you've got, again, 84 members of Congress asking for Secretary of State Kerry now to come out and do this publicly and personally, not just through the State Department spokesperson. Among those, you've got 19 Democrats, six in the U.S. Senate.
Which is very impressive. And, Than, thank you. Great job there. And team that's signing on to the Pastor Saeed petition, which is over 200,000 now that we're going to have for the UN. I think we're almost at 200. Let's get get me an update on that. I think we're at 207 or 208,000 more. There's a whole SaveSaeed.org website. We've got a lot of country music legends and stars and Christian music legends and stars that have done pieces and done statements in support of Pastor Saeed Abedini. And Will just told me 208,156. So we're gaining, that's about 4,000 since yesterday. It's still growing, which is really, really encouraging. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Pamela's calling online, too. Hi, Pamela. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. I just want to know, why aren't you running for president? I mean, you know the Bible. You know what the Brotherhood and all them are up to. You know, you should be our president.
So I'll give you the counts here. So that would be you, my wife, Jordan and Logan, and my daughter-in-laws. My grandson can't vote yet. I'd have at least, Than would. I'd have a couple of guys in the studio. A couple, not all of them. I'd be at 10. Let me tell you who I am impressed by. Well, first of all, I like Marco Rubio a lot. I think, he had a rough night on that State of the Union response speech, by the way. I think that's like the kid. If you're asked to do that, here's the answer. Don't do it. It never seems to work out very well for our guys. But I will say this. It doesn't work out good for either party, frankly. But, Pamela, I am impressed with, I think, Marco Rubio's a rising star. I think what Ben Carson had to say at the National Prayer Breakfast, I think this is a guy you got to keep your eyes on. He's finishing up his surgery at Johns Hopkins in June. I mean, it's way early, but there's a lot of good people out there. But, Pam, I can assure you one thing. I will not be running for president of the United States, but thank you for calling. I wouldn't want Jordan and Than to have to do this all by themselves. That wouldn't be right. So, although Jordan has run for presidential campaigns, and Than has run governmental offices, so we could put our own little team together. But I don't think we'd win.
I promise never to say I don't know the answer. I mean, I promise not to say that. None of us would do that. I think.
Yes.
The truth is, can you imagine a U.S. senator? I mean, a little lighter note here. They can talk, right? Usually these guys can talk. Why even say that? Even if you don't know. I mean, it's kind of one of those rules of you should be competent enough to, if you don't know the specifics, to still sound like you'll get to the specifics, okay, but you understand the general picture. The truth is, These were easy. These were questions that I could have written before that everyone knew he was getting. And what is this thing with the White House? Not, I mean, Jack Lew, same kind of thing we're seeing. We're not talking about it as much. He gets a $900,000 bonus the year of the bailout.
Right.
This is the guy that wants to raise everyone's taxes and needs more federal revenues. So what? He can keep getting to his friends million-dollar bonuses when the economy's in the tanks, bailing out their companies so that they get those bonuses, or else they wouldn't have gotten any money. They wouldn't have gotten paid. I mean, over and over again, it seems like it's just so hypocritical that the next time there is a conservative there, why even try with this group? Conservatives should put forward whatever, whoever, and say, look at this. Look at what you've done.
Yeah, this is the point I keep coming back to on Chuck Hagel. And by the way, Jay, I would vote for you, so I endorse that idea.
Okay,
but
there's
on Chuck
11,
Hagel,
there's 11 votes.
There you go. On Chuck Hagel, he went through that laundry list of things that he's just not up to speed on, that he's not prepared to issue an opinion on. And the things that he listed are the exact things that you have to know to do that job. They are the job description of that job. That's the requirements to do it. So when he went before that committee and said, listen, I'm not prepared to do it. I don't know what my position on is, disqualified. You can't do the job if you don't know those things.
You know, to both what Jordan and Than said, and I know we got a lot of people holding here, but what Jordan and Than both said is both correct. How could you not have the answer? And if you did not have the answer, why would you give that answer that you gave? Well, I just don't know. All right, we're taking more calls. Let's go right back to him. Who's next, Jordan?
Yep, John, let's see. Actually, we're going to go to Jim calling from California, line 4. Jim's been holding on. Jim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Jay. So glad to be able to sign your petition.
Great.
Uphold you all in prayer.
Thank you.
And I'll get right to point. Chuck Hagel, no, absolutely not. He, look, we're our allies, Israel and all our allies in Europe and otherwise, has got to be just throwing their hands up, laughing in our face.
Let me tell you who's not throwing their hands up laughing. Let me tell you who was applauding in the streets. The foreign ministry, not of the state of Israel, which Chuck Hagel said evidently was nothing but an adjunct to the State Department. But in Iran, they were saying, wow, this is a great nomination. Why? Because this is a guy that doesn't even want sanctions. Remember when President Obama said, we're not talking about just sanctions against Iran. We're talking about severe sanctions, real sanctions. This guy that he's nominated for Secretary of Defense, he would like to do business with Iran. In fact, I don't know this, but until we get these speeches out, I wonder if he is doing business with Iran. Just guessing. I may be wrong on this, but something's not right with these speeches. Listen to Senator James Inhofe with some questions to Chuck Hagel, number 23.
Why do you think that the Iranian Foreign Ministry so strongly supports your nomination to be the Secretary of Defense?
I have a difficult enough time with American politics. Senator, I have no idea, but thank you.
Now, this is pretty unbelievable. I mean, this is the guy that's running. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We got to do this. James has been holding for a really long time. James, really quickly, please, on line 6, you're on the air.
Yes, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I live in Mississippi, and I heard you say that Thad Cochran is one
Then what's Cochran's situation?
Thad Cochran supports Chuck Hagel, so if you live in Mississippi, you should be burning up his phone lines. He is unacceptable on this issue. Also, Mike Johanns in Nebraska. Those are the two Republicans who have publicly endorsed Chuck Hagel for Secretary of Defense.
All right, so I'm going to go right to Troy now because we're running really close on time. But Troy, number 5. Hi, Troy. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air very quickly, please.
You got my vote too, Jay.
All right, so I'm up to 12. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, I don't agree. I was just shocked and blown away just watching the interview on Chuck Hagel.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very, very concerned. I mean, Chapter 38. The United States is underestimating the Middle East tremendously,
yep,
tremendously bad.
You're right.
I'm not worried about Egypt as far as Hannity and how the airplanes and tanks. They're no part of the key. I mean, Chapter 38, they're not part of the key players in against Israel. I'm not worried about it. I think that might be.
I'm worried about all of it, but I appreciate it. And Troy, I also understand that you've got two kids in the military. Thank you for the service to the country, folks. That's going to do it for the day. 1-877-989 to sign the petition. We are just a few away from crossing a big threshold number, folks. So go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Chuck Hagel couldn't explain his vote against labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, nor could he explain his decision not to sign a letter of support for Israel. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Chuck Hagel's nomination as Secretary of Defense. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.